News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a powerful 7.7 on the Richter scale earthquake has rattled Myanmar and neighbouring Thailand, hundreds of miles, in fact, from where the earthquake took place, now trapping dozens of workers in collapsed skyscrapers in Bangkok, where a state of emergency has been declared. And Tommy Walker, journalist in Bangkok, joins us. Tommy, can you tell us what's going on there currently?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, an earthquake hit Myanmar this morning. The aftershocks, the tremors have hit Bangkok, a little bit unprecedented for Bangkok because they hardly ever happen here. Thousands of people have been evacuated throughout the city from high-rise buildings. And like you mentioned, there's been a building that was getting constructed in the Bang Sue neighborhood near Chatuchak Market. It's collapsed. And they say now the 67 people are unaccounted for, that number might rise, but we're just waiting to see if the developments.
A state of emergency obviously declared in Bangkok. What are people doing?
On the streets, just waiting. Yes, state of emergency. I've read recently there was a no-fly zone at the moment. Not sure how long that's going to be in place for. But yeah, people are on the streets right now. I'm outside my apartment in downtown Bangkok when the earthquake, the impact was felt. I was sleeping off an overnight trip and basically got swayed out of my bed. And people were running down the fire exit and just getting onto the street. So people are just waiting to get back in right now. I've got hundreds and thousands of people in front of me. Just waiting to see what happens next.
I presume people are on the streets because they don't believe it's safe to be inside the buildings currently. Is that the situation?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, all the hotel and condo staff are saying you've got to get on the streets. So people are just, we're not sure, if there's going to be any further aftershocks.
Yeah,
and we're just basically trying to stay in safe area.
Did you say you were thrown out of your bed this morning by the level of tremor?
I mean, I was thrown towards the side of it, yeah. And I mean, there was some construction work in my building anyway, so I thought it was that. And then I got out and I was thinking, what's going on here? And then people were evacuating. So thrown out, thrown to the side of my bed, half leg out, if you like.
Okay. And just in general, is the air one of fear? Are people frightened? Or is there a calm in Bangkok currently?
It's a bit calmer now, but I mean, I've seen some tourists, especially a little sobbing, a bit scared and on the phone to their loved ones. Some Thai people have spoke to me and they've said, look, they've lived here all their lives and they've never experienced this before, like an earthquake in Bangkok. It's unheard of, to this magnitude. So yeah, people are worried. It's a bit calm now, but you can still hear in the background fire alarms going off, people are just a little bit waiting for updates, really, and seeing when it's safe to go back.
Emergency services swinging into action there in Bangkok. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Tommy Walker there, journalist live from Bangkok, on that breaking news about the Myanmar earthquake. It is having ramifications throughout the whole region.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.